Jesus, Jesus. Here we go. Can you guys hear me good? On this one? Awesome. I'm hammered, man. Sheesh. Feels so good. I need this one for testimony, so I got to make this one work. Well, it's kind of dark over here. Yes. A little louder. Check. Czechoslovakia. check. Oh, Slovakia. Check. There we go. Anybody called to Czechoslovakia from there? Check and see if the word of knowledge. Wow, Jesus. Does it make you guys uncomfortable when I don't say anything? Sorry about that. Feels super comfortable up here. Oh, man. Thank you. So, yeah, you know, one of the main Jesus. You know, there's no depression in heaven. And you know what's funny? I forget from time to time, you know, but I was, man, I was, forget it. Never mind. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So, we gotta make this work, man. We gotta do testimony. So, if how many of you is your first night with us? Oh, so sorry about that. Didn't keep you long at all. One thing, I had a dream today during my power nap. How many of you know power naps are from heaven? Yeah, like I fall asleep just enough to drool on the pillow and then boom, I'm back out of it. And I mean, for like $1 million. I remember actually Daniel Kalinda told me he was doing some kind of study on, I think, Thomas Jefferson, one of the most brilliant presidents we had. He was apparently a go-getter. Jefferson would work, and but he learned the validity in like just short naps and kind of rebooting your system. So the story goes, this is what Daniel told me, he would put a like metal garbage can next to his desk and put a rock in his hand. And he would just kind of hang it over the desk and go to take a nap. As soon as he relaxed far enough, he'd drop the rock in the can and it'd wake him up and he would be ready to go again, you know. So some of you that wake up early for prayer and not, just, I love them. For some reason, the longer naps, I go into like a, I feel like I feel worse when I woke up. Do you guys ever feel like I get hit by a truck or something? So anyway, all that being said, I went into a dream, ironically enough, that had to do with, I know it's going to be a surprise to some of you guys, but we've just seen really God do some miraculous things. It had to do with debt cancellation, canceling of debt, and the removal of debt, and would not have been what I would have thought, you know, but you never know. And it's funny, last night I touched on 8:18. To me, it's Deuteronomy 8:18, God giving you the power to get wealth. And he cares about these things. And I also feel, too, there's something strong on commissioning tonight. I believe it's going to be released on many of you. And a just new authority, something resting upon your call. It's just been stirring within me. And a commissioning, ascending. And you see this often in Scripture. You know, Judges chapter 6. Gideon was one way. And an angel comes under his father's tree for this fresh commission. And he says, you know, the Lord says, am I not sending you? And you see Gideon, same man, once that call rests upon him, he goes from a cowardice man, seemingly in the natural, this anointing then rests upon him, and he turns into like Braveheart overnight. I mean, just conquering territories and freeing them from the Midianites. We've seen this when this happens, when it's truly divine by God and commissioning happens, you know, usually angelic assistance amps up. There's no boldness, revelation comes, insight on the call, clarity. A lot of times there's just confusion, and you notice Todd sensed that, the confusion lifting. Did y'all hear that in worship? And a lot of that comes with just clarity, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. It unlocks the call and purpose, and you leave here and it's like, oh my goodness, it's like the light bulb came on. It's really, really massive because it then lights the path on where we're going next, but with the anointing to then walk it out. You guys know what I'm talking about? And so really fit, you know, sense that commissioning thing. And again, a side note, I totally forgot we're in the whole home of Billy Graham and all that. And I just thought it ironic enough. I saw you guys had went there, and then Heather mentioned it last night. But with the whole stadiums thing I had mentioned last night, just because I haven't released that word yet, but I felt to hear. I feel like something's there. And again, I know we're not all called to that, but I think you're going to see God begin to speak to many and supporting it. Your leaders you may be under, there's going to be these stadium type calls. But with power, like Paul Kane's vision. So Billy Graham, you know, there was mass salvations, but I think you're going to see it on a whole new level with power and miracles, and in a really profound way in the U.S. and probably the nations of the world. So let's begin to pray. If you guys want to stand, we can maybe kind of dim the lights. And a quick testimony in the financial area, since I had that dream, and I want to pray corporately on that. A lot of you guys are in our school right now. We have a live stream school. In our first session, literally, I want to say, we together got the prophetic word of Jeremiah 1:11, where God is releasing acceleration on promises. There's a quick release on things that have been hemmed up in delay. And we've seen this really, when God moves in this manner, like major stuff happens. We've seen it with marriages coming together, financial, healing, destiny. It doesn't matter when heaven steps on the scene. And literally we prayed it, and it's funny that Brett said that about $10,000, because the next day one of our students had $10,000 deposited into their account with finances. And then in a similar meeting, when we get these financial things, I was in Pennsylvania, where we saw over $8,000 debt removed. And we just prayed, and the angelic assistance, I don't know how God does this stuff, but you know, he's really into that as well, just not being things being of a financial burden to you guys. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, it's not some weird, like gimmicky, you know, people get weird with money, but God, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and he wants abundance. He's not into lack. If you take one trip to heaven, you'll be like, that'll blow your whole mind on that old poverty thing. We're talking like gates made of a single pearl, 12 of them, golden streets, crystal sea coming out from under the throne. I mean, this is the God we serve. And so he's okay with that. And we just want to raise your expectancy, especially when we see it by dream. So yeah, let's pray. And that bears witness with any of you guys, just receive by faith. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. There it is. Just see Jesus now. Some of you may want to lift your hands up into the realm of glory by faith. Just access the tangible presence of God right now. All things are in Him. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.